We had the Australian Masters game on the northwest coast 4 years ago that attracted 5,000 visitors. Now there's a push to have a Tasmanian version of it, which could attract 2,000 to 3,000 competitors to the northwest coast. One of the people behind it is a former Devonport Mayor, Steve Martin, who's been good enough to get out of bed this Saturday morning and join me in the studio. G'day, Steve. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Martin.
You're more than welcome. Look, now, we spoke about this, I think, probably a year after the Australian Masters Games, and the idea was thrown up, but it didn't sort of get any legs at that point. But it's resurfaced again now, and there seems to be a bit more interest this time.
Well, yes, it has, and there's been work done during the Australian Masters Games because it's basically take all the information that we can and the knowledge, pour it into a possible Tasmanian Masters Games business plan. And over the last 12 months, I've still worked on it to bring it up to speed to move forward to a 2022 Games opportunity. And that business plan now has been released.
Yep.
And it outlines not only the opportunity of an economic impact, but a social impact and a health impact, and importantly, an educational opportunity as well for students at Don College who are into event management or may even be multimedia to become involved with a real live event.
Okay, now we mentioned Don College there because the plan at this stage would be to have the event based in Devonport, but the whole northwest coast would benefit from it, obviously.
Oh, certainly. The idea, and probably based in Devonport, is it's based in the eastern side of the coast. A lot of my work, of course, has been done in Devonport because I know the people involved in that, so the strength comes from that. But certainly we'll be looking at Ulverston with Dial Range, Latrobe and Kentish, especially with Lake Barrington. Pickleball is played out at
Port Sorell, yeah.
Port Sorell.
I know someone that plays it, actually.
Yeah, so there's four municipalities that can provide the venues for this type of event as well as accommodation, etc.
Yep.
So whilst I've listed in the business plan a bits and pieces around Devonport in regards to the cool climate challenge that touch football is on at the same time, and the Devonport Food and Wine Festival is on at the same time, they're actually happening. I'm not quite sure at this stage what's happening in the other surrounding municipalities, so but there's opportunity there.
Well, we're talking about October, and of course, up until this year, we've had Bernie Shines as well, but that's fallen over now because the council have divested themselves of those sorts of events. So really, Devonport is where it's all happening in October, really.
Well, fairly much at this stage, so it makes sense to ride on the back of that and also ride on the back of not only the Australian Masters Games, which is being held pretty much now in Western Australia, Perth, Western Australia.
Oh, right.
We've just come off the Olympics, the Paralympics, and next year is the Winter Olympics and the Commonwealth Games. So it's all sport and it's all at a big level. So whilst there's enthusiasm around these larger events, we should springboard off it and create our own and have it based in the northwest coast and be a biannual event, alternating with the Australian Masters Games, and then build upon it.
Yeah. And you've when you did a survey of competitors from the Australian Masters Games here in 2017, and the numbers that said that they would recommend Tasmania for a holiday or the numbers that said that they would come back themselves were fairly high.
Oh, very high. 78% said they'd come back.
Yeah.
98% of them said they would recommend to come back to Tassie and have a look around. So the point being is if we've got an event such as a Tasmanian Masters Games, it gives opportunity for those that are doing the circuit, and they do circuits. I think there's Port Lincoln has one. There's one on the Gold Coast, etc. They're not going to go back there every time.
Yeah.
So here's another opportunity to tap into that market. And the market is those who basically are retired or at the end of their working life, they were looking for something to do and they've got discretionary funding to spend.
And time to do it.
And time to do it. So to be able to get them over here.
Yeah.
And Devonport, of course, entry to the northwest coast and Tasmania through the TT line, the Devonport Airport. We've also got the Burnie Airport.
Yeah.
So we have the opportunity to get people over from the mainland here. 2022 is the first one. Pretty much we just want to get it off the ground and see how it works, learn from it, look to improve on it from what the knowledge we gain from it. Then in 2023, attend the Australian Masters Games in Adelaide to promote the 2024 Come to Tassie, Come to the North West Coast. Not only participate in the sport, but let's take you around and have a look at a couple of tourist spots.
Makes perfect sense. Now, you said that the business plan has been released. What's the next step in the process now? I guess you've got to take that to government, because I know the state government put, for example, $1 million into the 2017 Masters Games here on the coast, so you'd be looking for some sort of government support.
Certainly, we'll be looking at setting up a steering committee. We've already got some interest. Certainly, we're approaching councils in regards to that. And through that steering committee, probably tweak the business plan.
Yep.
Probably proofread it a little bit as well.
and get fresh set of eyes never hurts.
Oh yeah, and get that to the state government and the federal government, saying, you know, this is a great event. It's been proven up that it can work on the northwest coast. We want to do one for Tasmania. How about giving us some seed funding so we can run the 2022? Get to Adelaide in 2023 and set up for a big event 2024.
Well, I'm excited about it. I was involved in the 2017 Masters Games as a volunteer and as a participant as well, and had a ball, so I'm looking forward to it coming back. And, of course, part of it will be not just because you mentioned the Paralympics. You will be hoping to have some sort of sports for disabilities as well.
Certainly. I've gone down and talked with Paraquad, which is based in Hobart, and put to them that it'd be great if we have some inclusion of disability sports within the program. It's never been done before, so it'd be a first.
At any Masters Games.
At any Masters Games that I'm aware of.
I don't know why.
Well, neither do I. They probably just think that we're probably all broken down anyway.
Yeah.
But I think there's an opportunity there. I actually went through to, I think it was Somerset, and learnt how to play wheelchair Australian rules.
Right.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah. Well,
there's still some room for.
Well, I know there's a group that play wheelchair basketball here on the northwest coast, and they're not all disabled. Some of them just get in the wheelchair and play and have fun.
Yeah. Exactly right, and that gives an opportunity to also get people to realise how difficult it is to operate a wheelchair and in and out and around. So it's a learning process as well. So the idea is to have this inclusion of the sports, not separate.
Yep.
As a disability sport, but involved in the program.
Yeah.
So you might have able-bodied sports playing at 9 o'clock. Then we have those who have a disability playing at 9:50. So it's all part of the program. We're all there on the same thing, having a lot of fun and simply running around the paddock and getting fit and healthy.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea. I hope it really takes off, Steve. Thank you for coming in this morning. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure, Martin.